Well, there's one of the latest recordings from UK vocal ensemble Vacis 8, composer Christopher Tin's 100,000 Birds, featuring the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and joined by Vacis 8 for a brilliant new project, and this ensemble on its way to Toronto next Tuesday. My name is Mark Wigmore. Our look at arts and culture here on The Oasis, the new Classical FM. Decca Classics and the Theatre of Early Music will present the world-renowned vocal ensemble Vacis 8 on Tuesday, October 11th, next Tuesday, 7 p.m. at St. James Cathedral. That's 65 Church Street in Toronto. Vacis 8 and director Barnaby Smith will present Lux Aeterna, an evening of music by Byrd, Elgar, Gibbons, Perry, Rachmaninoff, and others. The ensemble will be joined by choristers from across Canada, directed by Theatre of Early Music artistic director Daniel Taylor. Tickets are available now. I would act now. You can get them through the Royal Conservatory box office, rcmusic.com. This Toronto date has been a long time coming, with concerts in London and Kingston, Ontario previously. We're finally getting this global chart-topping group of artists here in the city. Joining us now from Vacis 8, it is Barnaby Smith and Katie Jeffries-Harris. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
Great to be with you. Where are you folks at the moment?
We've got a couple of days holiday, so I'm at home in London.
And I'm at home in Cambridgeshire.
Very nice.
Yeah, we've been just been on the road in Europe for the past 3 or 4 weeks. So having just 3 days off before we come and spend the 4 weeks in the US is going to be something our larynx is going to thank us for, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Let's start with what we just heard off the top, your new collaboration with Christopher Tin, just out on Decca, The Lost Birds. It's on our classical charts right now. Why did you take on this project? Because it is very specific, and of course, it sounds absolutely lovely.
Well, it's not often that a composer comes to you and says, hey, I'd like to write an entire masterwork for you and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So, of course, when someone does say that, and especially when they have the experience and the name of Christopher Tin, it was something we looked at very seriously immediately. And, you know, we love Chris's music. We already knew it, of course. And I think it's cutting edge. I think it's obviously got that factor of the global warming element to it and the elegy about lost birds. But it's also, he's writing in a style which is people are finding very familiar and very comforting at the moment. So to be able to take part in that sort of project was a real treat.
Getting to record particularly with the composer in the room is such a joy and such a luxury, and to be able to not only have what he's written on the page, but actually ask him, okay, so what's your vision for this? Where do you see the section of music going, is a really unique experience.
It is pretty unique because so much of the material you work on, that opportunity is not available to you at all.
Yeah, exactly. And we were sitting there in the session actually trying things out. He was rewriting the music. He'd be like, oh, actually, I don't like that. Can you try doing this? And so it was really nice.
Vacis 8 seems to pride itself on taking on these modern and contemporary works. We think about The Lost Birds, even what you did with Game of Thrones music, modern composers, cinema music. So we're going to see something next week that maybe has some early music in it. But this is something you guys like to do, is look at some of these modern ideas and concepts that would fit for the group.
Yeah, very much so. You know, the repertoire we sing, it sort of all fits into a lineage of incredible choral music history. I always say when we're working on a piece of early music that it's actually our job as performers to make early music relevant to tomorrow's audience. So, of course, we're very interested in historical performance practice, but we're also looking to bring that music to an audience through a lens of people like Wagner and all these incredible composers that have existed since William Byrd was writing his music. So using the modern music alongside it to sort of show the way that it's transformed over the years is, I think, a very important part of that.
Barney Smith, you founded this group with your brother, and it's just been such a phenomenon around the globe. Certainly here on the program, we always have you on. And then I think about the places you perform, Wigmore Hall, the Sydney Opera House, Singapore, Tokyo, Mexico City. I mean, what was the spark of this ensemble that allowed it to thrive in the way it has? I mean, you couldn't have guessed the success, but now that you look back, what do you think happened there?
Well, you know, as with a lot of these things, there was an a huge slice of luck involved. It was lucky that we were doing it even in the first place because we never planned it. But looking right back to the beginning, I think the thing that made the biggest difference and still I think makes the biggest difference today, and Katie can certainly attest to this, I think, is that the way that all of the membership have committed to the group. So when we began, there was no money around, but in order to get this thing to take off, all the young 20-somethings at the time had to say, this is going to be my priority. I'm going to turn down other opportunities to focus on Vouchers 8. And still, I think today, one of the things that makes the group so successful is that we're the same 8 singers all of the time. And so we come to know each other so well. And the whole thing is such a well-oiled machine as a consequence of that. And it's a big part of what means that we can walk on stage and sing at the level that we do.
If you are just joining us, Decca Classics, the Theater of Early Music, will present the world-renowned vocal ensemble Vouchers 8 on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, October 11th, 7 p.m. at St. James Cathedral, 65 Church Street in Toronto. Tickets available to you at rcmusic.com, and with us, Barnaby Smith and Katie Jeffries-Harris from the group. So let's talk about what's happening on Tuesday. Lux Aeterna at St. James Cathedral next Tuesday. And it feels pretty specific for the group, performing early music and beyond. So sort of take us through the arc of this program on Tuesday.
I'm very pleased you've used the word arc, because we do very much think of our concert programs as being a journey. Essentially, we've curated a program that's what we believe to be some of the best sacred choral music out there, certainly that we enjoy singing. Highlights of the program, Rachmaninoff's Bogorodice Dievo is something that the group's well known for singing. Also, the Paris Songs of Farewell, one of which was recently sung at the Queen's funeral in Westminster Abbey in London, My Soul, There Is a Country. And then all the way through to, you know, Lux Aeterna itself, which is the setting of Nimrod, of course, also particularly appropriate for this period in our recent history. And I think my favorite music to sing in Vouchers 8 is our double choir, so our 8-part polyphony. And actually, my favorite piece in the world is on this particular program, Oh Clap Your Hands by Orlando Gibbons, which was the first piece of choral music I ever heard. I fell in love with it to the point that I actually have called my son Orlando after Orlando Gibbons. So those would be my highlights. But you mentioned the word arc. It is very much a journey, and we're thrilled that we're being joined on stage by so many singers as well. But, you know, Katie and I share the alto part. So, and one of the things that makes that partnership work is that we're ever so slightly... We obviously match up very well, but we're also contrasting in many ways. So come on, Katie, if you had to pick something that you particularly enjoy in this program, what would it be?
I would actually go for the Parry, which you've already mentioned. I love the songs Farewell. I think the first time I performed them, I was probably about 17. The full set of 6, if you ever get the chance to do them, are absolutely epic. They're really awesome. And to get to do a couple of them on stage, the text, there's always something new in them, and the lines are just beautifully written. It's just incredible polyphony. So I'm very excited about those, actually.
16th century, right through the 20th century. And if people want to pick up the Christopher 10, that takes you to the 21st century. So we're pretty excited about what's going to be happening on Tuesday here in Toronto. Just a quick side note, I see you have a couple other projects, Eric Whitaker and Paul Simon. Have I got that right as you look forward to 2022?
You have got that right. Best email I've ever received in my life. The title of it was "Hello from Paul Simon." Turns out he's a fan of the group, been listening to us for many years, and he was listening to us whilst he was writing his latest album. And so he just thought, hey, I've got to have them involved. So ever since then, it's been a complete roller coaster. And I think that's due to come out in early 2023. And of course, Eric. Tell us about the project with Eric, Katie.
Project with Eric, so we're doing a piece called The Sacred Veil, which we did in concert with him in the UK at King's Place a couple of times. And we also recorded it on CD, and it's the CD that's coming out, I believe, in a couple of months.
It's going to be, I think, in March.
It's a humongous piece. The text is written by Eric's good friend, Tony Silvestri. Tony lost his wife to cancer a few years ago, and it's sort of narrates his emotional journey. It's a hard listen, and it's a hard sing and a hard play, but it's a staggering piece of music.
I think we both shed a tear on stage, didn't we?
One of those ones that is hard to perform and hard to record. And I'm so excited to share it with so many people.
It was really nice also to work with Eric, because he actually came and conducted us. And we spoke earlier, didn't we, about the Chris Tin about having Chris in the production booth when we were recording his music. To actually be conducted by a composer is a very special thing, especially when they're as warm as a human being as Eric is. So if you ask me what's the most memorable project you've ever done in Foch's 8, that would maybe top my list now. So it's going to be a very, very special release.
That's an excellent tease. And I think about Eventide and Emerald Isle and Christopher Tin and the projects that happened over the pandemic and Paul Simon and Eric Whitaker. It just reminds me how very prolific this ensemble has been, especially over the last decade. So we're excited for 2023 and more to come. All right, five questions with members of Voces 8 here on The Oasis. When we have a talented group like this on the air, we always like to get to a little rapid fire. You guys ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. The best sounding venue you have ever performed in, perhaps that elevated the vocal of the group?
I love performing at our center in the UK. We have a center. It's an old church, St. Agnes on Gresham Street, and it's designed by the same guy who designed the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral. And it's got quite a nice ring to it.
All right. We mentioned Eric Whitaker, Christopher Tin, Paul Simon, but also Ola Yalo, Ramin Djawadi, the composer that Voces 8 is keeping its eye on for a future recording.
Jake Winterstadt, Caroline Shaw.
Two excellent choices right there. We spoke with Il Volo and the tenors about this particular question. The do's and don'ts for a vocalist the day you have to perform.
Do's and don'ts. Do drink an absolute ton of water.
Hydrated.
Don't skimp on sleep.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, basically.
And Barney, you want to add to that?
Don't eat garlic. And do warm up.
Do warm up. We had the tenors on last week and they said, don't warm up too much.
Very true.
All right.
Yeah, especially if you're on tour and you begins to get in your mind that your voice isn't fresh. Sometimes you can over-prepare it through the day. So you start warming up at 11 a.m. when you're not singing till 5. So actually that's more tiring for the voice than just leaving it till 4 o'clock.
The one tourist attraction you will try to see in the city of Toronto as it is your first time here.
CN Tower.
Get a good look at the city.
Why
Katie?
The same.
Same one.
The same.
I had cousins who lived in Toronto when I was younger, and so they once sent me for Christmas a Blue Jays cap. So maybe I should get down and see the stadium.
Well, absolutely, and we're in the playoffs as of Friday, so going to be very exciting here in Toronto. All right, 8 members in the group. It's a big ensemble. The food you can all agree on.
Pho.
Good. Good old pho. Can't go wrong with pho.
Pizza goes down quite well, but it has to be veggie. So, margarita pizza will get annihilated.
Yeah.
but pho is definitely top of the list.
It's a good list. Deck Classics, Theater of Early Music will present the world-renowned vocal ensemble Voces 8 coming up on Tuesday, next Tuesday, 7 p.m., St. James Cathedral, 65 Church Street in Toronto. Tickets once again at rcmusic.com. Barnaby Smith and Katie Jeffries-Harris, thank you so much for being with us here this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
This is Voces 8. Don't miss the ensemble's debut in Toronto.